Mr. Abstract, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams. Not here. Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
And Susan Martin is not here this evening. And we did establish a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. Do you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division III application presented at the previous Monday's public hearing. However, this evening we do not have any final votes, but we will be hearing new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. Concepts will be heard following the final votes, which I said, which of course there won't be any final votes tonight. If you're presenting a concept to this meeting, your name or the name of your project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of the applicant or persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case is heard. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Looks like the next thing we've got are the presentation of exhibits. But generally speaking, don't we do the minutes first? Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
And then I didn't really have a PowerPoint presentation, but since this is the concept hearings, we usually just have the applicant present what's proposed. But I did put together some aerial photos just to show the location of each one of these sites.
Okay. Can you straighten that?
I do.
Okay. Let's go ahead and deal with the minutes and get that out of the way, then we can move on to concepts. We've got the minutes actually of August 2011 and the minutes of September 2011. You should have received those in your packets.
Unless there's objections, I'd make a motion to approve.
Approve all both months together? Okay, we have a motion to approve both August 2011 and September 2011 minutes.
I will second that.
We have a second? Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Minutes have passed. Now let's move on to concepts. I feel better about that. Okay. First one I have up here, 798 Parkview Drive Rental House. Is that the first one we've got here? Okay. And do we have a representative here for that? Very good. Okay, if you'd like to come on up, state your name, and give us an idea of what you'd like to do.
My name is Tammy Taylor. My mother, Judy Hong, actually owns the property there.
So you're the representative, Tammy?
Right.
Is that right? Okay.
Right. What we have is a single-family home located at 798 Parkview Drive, which is in the Poverty Point subdivision or area. And we have had that home since 1982, 84. She's owned that home, and we've used it as a rental property. And the tenants moved out last
You've month. Used it as a monthly rental property?
Yeah, like a
okay.
one-year lease.
I got you.
Right. And the tenants moved out last October, and we've done some major renovations to the home, updating it and what have you, and we're now come up with the idea of possibly using it as a vacation rental.
Okay.
So that's what we're requesting the permit for.
Okay. Certainly anybody can come and ask for this. I assume that you're aware of the history in this area of rental homes.
We had our pre-planning meeting, and then, yes, we were made aware of that.
You've got some work ahead of you with the neighbors.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
you probably know, or maybe you don't know, our history of how we've handled those so far in that area.
I just, you know, was told about one situation where somebody did this without permission, and then
we've had a couple that's done that. Probably more down there, quite frankly, that are doing that. And we just, as they come in, and thank you for doing it the right way. We appreciate that. My main comment to you is that you've got some work to do with the neighbors. They're organized and generally not for something like that. So my best advice to you is, if you would like for that to pass, is to visit with as many neighbors as possible and find out what their concerns are, and see if you can alleviate those, along with the concerns of the commission that we may bring up tonight.
Okay.
That's part of what we're going to do with concept, to let you know what some of our concerns are. Does anybody else want to mention something, or I can keep going? But
I'm not fully located yet. I don't know.
Okay.
I apologize for not recognizing that.
You know where Poverty Point's at?
I helped build that.
I thought so.
There's a, when you turn onto, I think, Dale Avenue, uh-huh. and it comes around to a four-way stop.
Uh-huh.
At the four-way stop, there is a, like a duplex type home on the right hand side. I'm not real clear on, I want to say the
that
north.
That home that you're referring to, I think, is right there by Glenn Hanks, isn't it?
I don't
the
know.
The one that you're talking about, and it came before this commission at one point in time.
Well, our neighbors are.
It has a great difficulty to have a full time on site housekeeper living in a separate home there on that particular corner, I think.
Yeah, no, that's not our home. That the duplex is not.
Yeah,
the duplex
yeah.
is there, then there is a home next to
right
it.
There at that corner, if you turn right, you go down to the resort. Then.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, that's
okay.
correct. And ours is the third property on the right-hand side from that four-way stop.
Okay.
Our neighbor is, I can't think of Ken's last name. Dick Powell and Westfall.
Okay. I wanted to, because location on whether you have a chance of getting it done here is of extreme importance. If you, I know in the past when the project was up, there has been better success over by the motel than there has been on down toward the end of the point.
Okay.
Are you asking for a nightly rental on this?
A three-night minimum.
So, yes.
Three-night minimum.
That would,
yes.
Under
would
our
be,
definitions, that would be nightly minimum.
Yes.
Exactly. It is classified as that.
How's your plan? What's your plans for advertising and seeing anybody on what we're looking at every day?
Yes.
In charge of it?
We are going to be, I personally, we're in this together, but I personally will be doing the most of that. We're working with a reputable website called HomeAway as far as advertising. Have not considered doing any local advertising or things like that, just mainly through contractual agreements and, you know, signed leases and, you know, rules and regulations, that sort of thing.
Anything else, Ray?
No, I don't think so.
Did you have anything else, Dave?
Rental, you're not talking about group rentals or just...
No, single family.
Like
single family, yes. Not more than six adults at the place at a time, because we've got enough room to sleep. Six adults is what we have, and that's what we will abide by.
How much parking do you have currently there for vehicles? Then that would include boat trailers and all of the fun stuff that, you know, people bring to the lake.
There is a carport and on the right-hand side of the house, and then there would be, I mean, if you were going to count actual parking spaces, there would be
enough
to put four. I haven't actually measured the drive. I would have to do that. But at least four cars, two side-by-side behind that, is how wide the driveway would be.
How wide is the lot?
Yeah, I don't have, for whatever reason, I don't have a copy of this one at all. I don't think we got that in our packet. So,
I mean, is it a 75-foot lot? I don't have any.
I've got it.
This is the Verizon land?
Yeah,
okay.
The lot is actually a lot.
Oh, it's in my book.
What is that total?
This shows it at 120. Is that about correct? I mean, the assessor's...
I don't have the paper.
Well,
that would
be a 75-foot lot and another 50 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, the assessor's office shows it as 120 by 170 is what this is indicating. It's got it 120 wide and then 170 deep.
So some of the issues that we tend to be concerned with that we would like to see a person mitigate in any residential area when they're looking to do something commercial is that it still appears to be residential
right. In
nature.
I understand that.
And some of the concerns that the neighbors have had in the past out here and in other areas where people have came to us before nightly rentals are late nights, traffic in and out, parking on the road, people wandering over to the neighbor's yard because there's easy access. In other words, if there's no fence or anything like that. What else? What else have I?
Who owns the house on the left? I mean, is that under another ownership?
Yes, that is that Ken Westfall and his wife.
Just out of curiosity, have you talked to Ken?
Uh-huh.
And he's...
He said he was okay with it.
And
it's to me like, I don't know if I'll make some perspective here, but I mean, that house on the lot in question, it's not even meeting legal setback requirements if you brought it through now, don't look to me like it.
Well, and those...
It's very close to the other house. What about the other companies?
I don't know, what would you say between our house and Kent's?
Well, between Ken, Westfall, and the property that you talked about, probably 20 foot.
That's what I did.
On the other side, it's...
Yeah, on the other side, yeah.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
And they would probably have a 5 foot setback there.
I believe it's 7.5.
On the side.
7, isn't it? Yeah, 7 on the sides.
7 feet on the sides. And it's always good to have the support of the neighbors, but we also have to look at, you know, we're zoning this for now until forever. So,
right.
We, you know, whenever we look at that stuff, we want to make sure we mitigate it, whether the neighbors are for or against.
Right.
So that's definitely going to be part of it. There's no doubt about that. I mean, there's definitely would have to be a privacy fence of some kind put up to keep access out. But parking is a big issue. I mean, if you've only got spot for 4 vehicles and that's not one with a trailer, and a lot of people come to the lake are going to have a boat or something.
Right.
You know, that's... Go ahead, Rick.
The area to the right of your house, is that real rough? Could there be more parking put in there?
More parking could be done. It would take some landscaping to do, to smoothing out.
It might fall off real bad. I can't really tell.
Actually, it's an erosion. There's some water erosion that goes down through there. That would just have to be... We have corrected some of that with landscaping already.
One more question. How busy is that street, Parkview?
There's a motel past it. There's a motel past it. So it's pretty busy.
It's the only way in and out of that subdivision?
No.
No, it's dead end.
No, it goes down and goes in front of the boat dock.
Right.
Turns around.
And comes around.
A lot of traffic.
And they have rentals.
I'm looking at a turnaround at them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you got a trailer and you got somebody trying to back a boat out into the road, I mean, I think that's where you're going with that, isn't it, Rick? So there are some things that you all need to think about that would be different than normal residential usage, even though a lot of folks have boats and trailers there. They're kind of there every day. They kind of know when to back out. You know, if you got different people there every 3 days or 4 days that may or may not be very good at backing trailers out into a busy road, it's a big difference. So, you know, those are some things that will come up, and I have no doubt that the neighbors will bring them up.
Right.
So, I mean, those are certain things that we're going to be concerned about, even if they don't bring them up. So you might think about how you're going to handle that and visit with the neighbors. And
okay.
Anything else?
One other thing I was going to bring up, and it's along the same lines, and I haven't had an opportunity to talk to the commission about this, but I knew along the same lines with this history that these signs were actually posted in the area even. I didn't know if that was still...
My opinion on that is the only county, it does violate county code if they don't have approval from planning and zoning, and that's what they're trying to do is go about the proper way. I believe those signs.
The county had anything to do with displaying those on county property.
Probably a homeowner association.
Yeah.
That I was curious about that same thing, and I had
the
same feel. I really had the exact same feel as I mean they're wanting to come through the process
They're close. I mean, without approval, if it said without approval on there, that would be proper. But I mean, you can ask for a zoning change anywhere in the county.
We've been good neighbors. I mean, we've done a lot of improvements to the home that have. Yeah.
That's a difficult one.
So they know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, that is a difficult area. I mean, those folks are pretty adamant about making sure it's either done completely right or they really don't want it done at all.
Right.
So.
And the privacy fence, you're talking about the area between the two homes. Okay.
Restricted access. I mean, you need to think about restricted access
backyard.
To your neighbors. So that's really all the way around.
Yeah. Because there is a privacy fence in the back.
In the very back.
In the very back across there. I don't know that it's in the greatest shape, but, and we didn't do it. It has been there.
Well, it appears that the lot is big enough to cure the parking, probably, if you do what's needed.
Right.
And the fence would be easy to done down the sides, you would think. The main thing is it's a check with the neighbors to make sure they're not.
Yeah, because obviously late nights, people are on vacation, they're enjoying themselves, you know. I mean, when other folks are just, we're doing our regular thing, we live here all the time, and so that's a concern. There's not, you know, and that's part of our concern. Yeah, we want to make sure.
And it's ours, too. You know, we don't own the home for a long time, and I've always tried to rent it to good people and that will take care of it and be good neighbors.
A little different, although your lease folks renting
right.
compared to people who are there for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
I mean, some of them are
and,
there.
And,
to,
you know, again, that's why we went with this one company because, you know, they have contracts and things that we can do to help monitor and to do everything in our ability to see that people are respectful of the neighbors, respectful of the property, the county, the rules and regulations of the lake, safety, that sort of thing. So,
okay. Anything else?
On this side of the street, I can't see. It looks like there's one driveway. How many houses are on the other side?
Kind of diagonal right, just probably about.
We've got a pointer up there, too, if you want.
Six.
Sorry.
There we go. About right here, someone who lives on this road built is it a shop or an RV garage or
motorhome garage?
Okay. It's a huge facility that sits right here. And I'm not sure. Is there a house?
There's a house across the street, but you can't see it from the street.
Okay.
It's back in the woods back there.
Okay, so it sits back. Hmm. But what is visible from this property right here? Because there's actually a poured concrete driveway here now, is this large RV facility.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Well, public comment will be next month. I better ask the date because there's lots of holidays
and
coming
this
up.
This would be the public hearing, correct?
This will be the public hearing.
Yeah,
not that I was here last Monday and bitter about it.
That'll be held November 14th.
Every year I come on Columbus Day. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the November 14th.
Okay.
Is that a Monday? That's a Monday.
And it is a Monday.
Okay.
So now you were the setback issue. That would be taken care of with the fence? Is that
no, that I believe that everything will have to. I mean, whatever is not up to code has to be code when they change a.
I would sure think so.
I believe if it's 20 feet, it's enough anyway. But
that's. I would think so.
Your side setback is what she was asking about.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that those lines may be off a little bit.
That's what I was thinking, too. It's a little hard to tell just from this because they could be off one way or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be in my best interest, though, to measure that distance to know what it is that it actually is, or?
Yeah, I think you could
sure
probably work.
7 feet, though, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
And that's from the overhang.
Okay.
That's not from the edge of the house.
Okay.
That's the farthest protruding part.
Is that lot got, one picture looks like it's got pretty well covered with trees, and the other picture looks like it there, it looks like it's fairly clear.
I think it's just.
Our lot?
Yeah.
There's, I don't know, what do you say, 10? 8, 10 trees between us and
the
Dick?
Trees don't go there.
That's well, that's a winter picture.
That's what I was thinking. I think one's a winter and one's a
summer.
Like summer.
Yeah, that half lot, there aren't that many trees. I mean.
Of size.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
That one was taken on August 15th.
Yeah, that's
2010.
And this one's quite a little bit older. I don't remember. Are those 06? I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Clear with me.
The big concerns I think that you're going to have to really look at is like the neighbors, the fence, parking. I mean, those are, I think, in your position is major concerns.
Noise is always a big one out there.
And that's going to, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what kind of contract you have when you've got just a fence between you and the neighbors. They will complain.
But you say that a fence might help?
No, a fence
alleviate some of that, or it wouldn't make any difference.
We often require that in a residential when you're abutting residential property. Anyway, that'll be a requirement. But more than anything, that keeps trespass.
Right.
Not so much noise, just people.
Okay.
I would say it'd be a good idea when you're visiting your neighbors that you're explaining what you're doing and everything, because I'm just about 99% sure you will be required to have a fence through there. And explain to them.
And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think there's any, you know, offense to me adds to the property value anyway, so I don't think there's an issue with doing that.
Yeah, I'll just kind of get it on the front so you can understand and know what you need to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we want from you.
And I don't know what else as far as what about sprinklers and things like that. I mean, what's required from the fire department? Anything different? I know we've heard different things at different times.
Let me find out for sure because
you better get
I'm
with
not,
staff on some of that stuff because it could be
fire
an
issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how they look at nightly rental differently. To be honest with you, I'll find out for sure though.
Okay.
Okay, and then I just need to contact you.
Oh yeah, just contact me and I'll definitely let you know what they have to say on that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. All right. Next up. Angel's Rest Gift Shop. Do we have a representative here? Very good.
My name is Phyllis Tate. I live at 407 Holstein Drive, outside Taneyville. That's off Winkle Creek Road. We're kind of back in the sticks. What I'm wanting to do is to open a small gift shop. I have a building that's on the property. It measures 16 by 20, and we've done some remodeling. We've cut off one section for storage, which is what the building was originally used for. And most of our business will probably be internet-based. We don't expect there to be a large increase of traffic or anything on the road or anything.
Okay.
I haven't been out to the site, but she did provide a few photos of the site currently. And I guess this would be the building, from my understanding, that would be utilized for the gift shop.
Can you go back to that aerial? Go back one more, please.
Okay.
There's a pointer up there. Can you show me where that picture was taken? Because are the two buildings all the way to the north? Is that where they are?
Yeah, they're kind of up in this area, aren't they? Isn't this the house?
This is my house, and this is the storage.
Yeah.
Okay.
The internet-based business, is it going to have, like, UPS trucks and things like that coming in and out for delivery and pickups?
At this point, I don't expect that. We will probably be going to them rather than them coming to us. Since it is basically internet, and most of the of the items that we will have are going to be consignment. We're posting pictures on the internet, and people will be mostly ordering over the internet, and it will be a matter of going to the person's house who has the item, picking it up, and taking it to the mail.
So the items, if I want to sell a widget with you on consignment, you don't even, you may take a picture of it, or I send a picture of it to you via email or whatever, and you sell it to me on consignment. You actually don't, I don't drive over to your house and drop it off?
Right. I will have some items in the building.
How do you get them there? Do people come to you, or do you pick them up at wherever you pick them up?
That depends on who's got the time. It will probably be me picking up.
Okay. The main reason I'm asking that question is we're just concerned on things like this to see how much additional traffic you're adding. It sounds like not a whole lot. But
I don't expect there to be a whole lot.
So I didn't know if most people were going to drop off stuff at your place or you were picking it up however you picked it up for the most part.
I don't have that much room in the building. It's going to. I've got a 15 by 16.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Right.
It's going to be mostly for assembly for the things that I'm going to do. Like I said, there will be a few shelves and some items available there, but I do not expect there to be a lot of traffic.
So you will have open hours for business, though?
Yes.
If I want to come see you, what do you plan those hours to be and days?
At this point,
if you had to hang a shingle on the door, what would it say?
9 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay. Any other questions? This assembly process is whatever it is you're assembling is quiet? You're not using a big old buzzsaw or nothing like that?
Sorry, no.
Okay.
I'm making some jewelry, doing some crochet.
Okay. So it's not disruptive. Anything else? Okay. Public comment for this one, same time, November 14th at 6 p.m. right here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Verizon Wireless. I got a question about my phone. No, I'm kidding.
I'm Gary Buster. My address is 1920 Terrell Creek Road in Billings, Missouri.
Okay.
And I'm representing Verizon. We are requesting to build a 250-foot self-support tower on the Rhonda and Ricky Turner property on Church Camp Road. There is currently an existing tower on that same parcel. And we have tried for a couple years now to co-locate on that tower because we know that's preferred and we would like to do that. However, because of the back tax issue on that existing tower, which they are 3 years behind now, we can't, you know, we can't, from a business standpoint, spend a lot of money and do that. So we're just requesting to build a new tower on that same parcel of ground.
Well, that property's got a tax lien against it. How
are
you?
3 years it sold last August.
It, according to the collector and Cindy, I believe that's her name.
Right.
Yeah, she said that it's still showing as in bankruptcy. However, I think in your packet you will find a letter that Verizon Wireless has sent to the current operator of this tower, who is Daystar. And they will not respond in any way to our request to try to remedy the tax situation so we can co-locate on that tower. They just won't respond.
Well, if there's 3 years, it will resolve itself. It will sell at the courthouse steps.
Well, and if any part of the property, if that property is all one piece, it's all going to be sold.
Yeah, right.
But whatever you're looking for.
There could be the taxes on the tower.
The tower.
On the tower it's
own. The same thing on my property on the sign. I had taxes on it. When you get
that's
the property.
Right.
So it's the tower that has a lien against
you. So now you're a sign owner.
Well,
so now you're a sign owner.
And I do know, the tower has a separate parcel number.
Right.
This leased area right around the tower is a separate parcel number.
So we've got this tower. How tall is that tower?
No. This one is about 1,000 feet.
Yeah, it's a big.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, it is.
This is a, sorry to ask you a question you may not know the answer to, Bob.
No, that's fine.
But what happens eventually with that tower? They don't respond, they don't pay. It goes, somebody purchases it, buys it on the courthouse steps like you did that sign?
We had a lot of different times when all this cell phone stuff was coming around.
Yeah.
We were trying to build stuff in
I know.
The program to eliminate them once they
had right. That's what we've done, yes.
But this one came through before, and it don't have anything on it.
And you're correct. We did look into that because we wanted to see if there was a condition placed
right.
on this, and there wasn't. There's not a condition to that effect, just because I think it went through before that was, yeah.
When do you hope to construct the tower you're asking for?
Well, we are still negotiating the lease. I mean, it is not complete
right.
yet.
If that all goes through.
It would be a 2012 build.
So are you still going to continue to try to work out the... We would like to see just one tower there,
right.
of course. And obviously, I think you prefer to be on a 1,000-foot tower and not have to build one, but I don't know. But
they have come to the point of wanting to move forward because, like I said, this has been around since 07 is when this site started. And now it is 11. And for the last... probably 2 years, I think. Well, this was dated the 23rd of February, this letter. We have been trying to touch base with this ownership of this tower, and we just can't get anywhere. And Verizon wants to get something on air because they have a lot of complaints. They want to expand their service to their, you know, the people that use their phones. And we just haven't been able to move forward in any way.
It seems to me if it's in bankruptcy, somebody's holding the paperwork on there.
They are.
How can that be a
We've even asked for the paperwork showing the transfer of ownership to Daystar.
Who did Rick deal with when he put it in?
It was E.B. Harrison was the original purser, the tower builder. And
they were the ones. Okay.
And they were the ones that went bankrupt. And Daystar Communications out of Bedford, Texas, bought it out of bankruptcy. And they were very willingly talking with us when we were talking about co-location.
Right.
It was only when the tax issue came up, they just quit talking.
Rick Turner owns the land.
Yes.
Yeah. So he'd be responsible for the tax on the land.
Well, it's a separate parcel. It's a separate parcel,
though.
He may have sold that.
Yeah, when
parcel.
You
that little parcel is not his.
It's yeah, under when a you, lease.
Now they're looking to put a tower on his larger piece of property, but the small piece there in the
yes.
yellow square is a separate parcel.
It's a separate.
Well, now if he leased it,
the lien will be on the tower itself.
We
right.
on
not the property, not the land.
Right where this corner
right.
is, the new tower would come right straight over here. It's where we were looking at.
Where's the other one now?
Right here.
Right there.
Yeah, you can see the kind of the tower,
the shadow.
Yeah, the shadow of
right
it.
Yeah.
Late in the day.
Yeah, we would access it straight down and come straight off that road, and there would be a 100 foot by 100 foot compound with the tower in the middle of it.
And there's no structures.
You're proposing leasing the land from Rick Turner.
We would be leasing 100 foot by 100 foot of property and the utility easement as well. There is an existing power line with power that runs through here, and we would be getting an easement to the property off that overhead line.
I don't know if that shows
up. And there are no structures around that?
No.
No.
I didn't think
Wide
so.
Open.
Is the tower in use now, or is it just dead?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So somebody's maintaining it.
Daystar Communications are operating.
Do you have any idea who's on it?
No.
I don't know how that works.
No. Oh, I don't have a clue. It's other than their own broadcasting equipment.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you start dealing with that stuff, that can't work.
Which part, Dave? The tax part, the bankruptcy part or the cell phone part?
This power part.
Yeah.
This power part, because we were dealing with that, and they couldn't get along, or they couldn't sublease on each other, and they want to be able to tower within 200 feet of each other, and just all kind of, you know, we can't make them get along.
Well, I can't understand why the property is not involved.
Be
just because the tower
is
there.
For anybody.
Sure is.
You're talking about Turner's property?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like he sold that.
Well, it sounds like it's just a lease.
His request. The other request has a separate parcel.
I see what you're saying. The Verizons, the AT&Ts, and the other major players, they all have master lease agreements with each other. You know, and their fee's already a set price, so there's no haggling really.
But that's not the case here.
It's not a cell phone
company.
On the
existing tower.
You know, it's a radio broadcast.
They have to do away with it.
Well,
this one does. The one that we're asking for.
Obviously, our preference is if you can co-locate. You have every right to ask to put another one there. We would prefer that you've, and it sounds like you've gone down every avenue, but I don't understand if that's actually operating today, why they wouldn't want to get more revenue. But
well, Daystar did want, they wanted to allow us to own the tower, but when we started talking about the tax, you know, them taking care of their back taxes, they quit talking to us.
Okay.
Well, it can't be that much money.
That's why I wouldn't think so either.
It's about, well, it's at least $50,000.
$50,000?
Yeah, but what's it going to cost to build another tower?
A little more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably double that, at least.
And you've got a tower that's three times as tall, or four times as tall, already
but
there.
As of this point, this tower is not for sale or anything. It's just kind of hanging out there.
Because they won't.
Right. They won't to take any step to try to remedy the problem.
Do you know whether or not Rick has any kind of agreement with them on?
He's got a lease.
But does it include removing
it? I haven't seen their lease. You know, I can't answer that.
Well, I would know Rick, because I know him. I'd say that their payments are current on that, or there would be trouble in River City.
and I don't know that either. You know, that's,
I don't know either, but I'm just...
It would be nice to hear from the Turners if you get the opportunity to have them hear them public.
Okay.
Input night to make sure that everything, all due diligence has been, not that I don't believe it hasn't, it's just that we've got to do our end and make sure that.
Now, you said you checked on taxes with whom?
The collector, county collector.
Sheila.
Was it Sheila? I'm sorry, I thought it was.
Well,
Sheila.
There's a Cindy. Is there a Cindy in that office too?
Cindy.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's.
And she said that what? The taxes were how much delayed?
3 years.
And I know it
come up for the tax sale this year.
No, because they still show up as in bankruptcy.
And they can't.
And they can't.
That can affect it.
Yeah.
Taxes are taxes. Two things certain: debt and taxes.
Probably don't know who owns it. With it being in bankruptcy,
it still shows up in E.B. Harrison with her in her office as the original. It's still showing up with the original owners. As in bankruptcy.
Could you follow up on that a little bit?
Yes.
And
I'll see if they may be able to give us something in writing, too. But I do know from what I understand they are $40,000-some-odd past due.
Yeah, if you could, that would be great. We just want to make sure we do everything we can our end, because we would prefer to have you co-locate.
Sure.
But if you can't, you can't, and you can certainly request something else. So,
but you can't, from a business standpoint... Someone's behind on taxes, you can't, you know, do business with them.
Okay. Well, before we go and approve another tower, we want to make sure we've done everything we can on our end to make sure that's the case.
Okay.
Okay?
This is a concept, so
you've
got time, we got time.
Yeah.
Work it out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any other questions?
Is there anything else you need from me?
That one's... There's nothing around it. So.
I think our people need to contact Sheila and Rick.
Yeah, I already asked them that, Dave.
Run this rabbit in the hole.
We're going to do that. That's a good idea. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Before we move on to code amendments, do we have anybody? We have filled, under old and new business, we have filled... How many openings do we have left on the commission?
Two? There's presently just one opening, and it's for Big Creek.
One opening for Big Creek?
There is a representative that was appointed for Beaver Township. I left a message with him Friday. I got a contact phone number for him late in the week. I left a message and haven't received a call back. So.
And also, there's no road and bridge.
They're not a voting member, though.
Representative at all.
But, right, there's no... Not according to...
I don't think in the statute that it's
I know they did in the past, but not according to the statutes.
I don't remember it specifying anything that they can't vote, to be honest with you.
I'll let you read through that and you can tell me. I've read through it. I was surprised. But either way, they're supposed to be a member of this board.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we don't even have one, do we, at this point?
No. No, not currently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they are. The word I got, dude, they're not even going to replace it.
I don't know what's required with a Class 1 county.
I think it's 60 days to replace.
That's what I thought. I've read too much of those, but exactly. There's so many different kinds that... So we've got one we need to replace, and the terms go calendar year. Do we have anybody that's rolling off of the board at the end of the calendar year?
We always have two.
Do you know who those folks are?
I didn't bring that list with me, to be honest with you. I didn't think to do that.
Okay. Could you check on that, and maybe we can be a little proactive in letting the commission know
exactly
who that is, so they'll be ready to replace them if they're going to be replaced, or renew if they can be on January 1. So we're not waiting for 3 or 4 months?
Oh, exactly.
We have made sure that the county commission has a copy of that.
I'd like to follow through with them, though. And
we'll shoot them a reminder, too.
Okay, because it's only 2 months.
Oh, exactly.
And that if we let them know now, then that gives them plenty of time, hopefully.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know how many holidays there are between now and then. 18, 20, something like that. Okay. All right. Just if you could let us know who's rolling off or who's up for to be re-signed or traded for a player to be named later. So that would be awesome.
You get a signing bonus?
Maybe, yeah. About 50. Okay. Code amendments.
Okay. I didn't know how the commission wanted to approach this. I initially put together a few code amendments, primarily speaking to buffering, and then also some of these are speaking to the fact that the planning department is now doing on-site wastewater inspections in conjunction with the state health department. But as I got to looking at this also, the planning commission had asked that the staff send an email to the county commission just asking, you know, what they were going to do as far as both the 2009 and 2010 code amendments. A week ago Friday, the county attorney contacted me, and there was some confusion as to where in the code book some of these code amendments were to be placed. In the meantime, basically what it boils down to, we weren't able to locate an electronic copy of these code changes. And so what I did is I tried to just retype these in the same format as my other proposed changes. But I didn't know at this point if the commission, since I'm just giving these to you now, do we want to have some time to digest all of these and make sure that I've...
Couple of things.
Okay.
Are these items that we have already had public hearings on and approved, or are these suggestions to make changes? Because I'm hearing that part of these are 2009, 2010, which I know we had public hearings.
Yes.
And I want to make sure we don't make any changes to anything without having public hearings. But if we've already had them on this stuff, then...
And of course, these are, even though we don't have any public here tonight, we've advertised...
As long as it's posted and all that,
both,
you know.
Both last meeting and this meeting have been advertised as public hearings for code amendments also.
Okay.
But just to clarify a little bit, page 1, 2, and 3 are our current code amendments that have not been discussed previously.
Okay. So page 1, 2, and 3 are stuff that we would like to discuss.
Exactly.
And we did post it properly. I want to make sure everything we're doing is proper. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right, so go on.
And it's actually been posted in both papers
just to
make sure. Basically, from there on out, those are essentially the amendments that were originally proposed in 2009 and 2010.
That we sent to the commission.
Yes. And they basically kicked them back primarily because they weren't certain in a few cases. There were a few places where we weren't certain where the amendment, what part of the book the amendment was supposed to be, basically. You know, there were very few of them, but there were a few of these that we just weren't positive where. And so basically what they requested, or what the county attorney requested, was he wanted me to bring them back to this commission since it had been a 1 or 2 year period of time, just to kind of confirm that this was what the commission wanted to see. Now, in the meantime, a number of the members on the planning commission are not the same members that were on at that time. Just to clarify a little bit, and I don't know what the appeal is of the commission, that's why I'm just throwing this out there. The original proposal for duplexes, for example, is on page 5. And on page 6, the staff put together just a proposal for two-family and multifamily. And I just wanted the commission to look at both and just to see what the thought was.
Okay. What are the words in blue?
And everything in blue, I copied this over from the website, and for whatever reason...
Are those like you can click on them and get a definition?
I think
so. Okay, so they don't mean anything to us.
Yeah, so they really don't. And so what I've done, of course, anything highlighted is a proposed addition, and anything struck through is a proposed deletion.
Okay.
And
I think it's going to take more time to digest this than tonight. There's a lot of stuff here, but if you all want to discuss it, we can. There's quite a few members that aren't here.
Myself, I'd like to digest it a little bit and then discuss it.
The yellow is new.
It's a proposed addition. Yes, so it's new. Yes, and if it's got a strike through, it's a proposed deletion, basically.
And I noticed. I see how you're doing this now. At the top of the page, Bob is given his like original proposed duplex amendments. On the next page, it's newly proposed two-family. So it's a comparison on those two pages. And the thing that
made it really difficult, and we passed this around last week, is the only thing I was actually able to find from 2009 and 2010 was an original hard copy, and it's just really difficult to even read. I just couldn't even, and so that was the primary reason for retyping it. Is we couldn't.
I'm glad you did, and quite frankly, we've got a lot of new members on here, and we've got some with a lot of experience, like Dave. And
that's
completely confused. No, give a little time to kind of look over some of this, and then maybe we can discuss this. Not next meeting.
Okay.
Public hearing point, or just not next meeting. Maybe the one after would be a better time to do that. The regular a month from today, not the public hearing meeting, just because it's going to be a pretty full house and that might be a pretty busy night already.
Okay.
So my thoughts are it could
exactly.
be. And so that just puts us one more week, basically a month from now. So what would that be, the 21st?
Yeah, it should be the 21st.
And, yes, make sure. But I believe that's
our next meeting is the 14th, but I don't
yes,
want to do that.
The 21st.
Yeah.
Public hearing.
Yeah, that would fall on the 21st.
Should be the 21st, unless there's a holiday.
Now,
Thanksgiving's in there sometime. Deer season.
Deer season's a week before.
The holiday.
It is.
Now, I've
Halloween.
Should be.
I've not spoken directly with the county commission about this, but it was my understanding through the county attorney that they would take action then on all of this, both the changes from 09, 010, and the current changes.
Well, that's good. I would just like for, you know, just think that it would be better for us to take a look at it, get a little time, send any questions ahead of time would be nice maybe to you.
Exactly.
You can gather them, and you know, if we've got a couple questions to clarify the week before we really get down and maybe vote on some of this, that would be great.
Okay.
So, and we can vote on these one by one if we need to.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's
so, I mean, because we may not agree on all of them.
Well, and we can always revise the verbiage, too.
Yeah.
I mean if we want to look at revising
so,
some of this verbiage.
I would encourage the folks that aren't here and the ones that are to just...
would be a recommendation for our county.
Yes, that's right.
Well,
yeah, like 2009, 2010. Except we're gonna ask them to take care of it a little quicker. So, okay. Anything else?
No, not that I can think of right now. We have a number of appeals.
Yeah.
But, don't know that I should probably discuss that in detail, but
well, one of the appeals, I thought I still had it, but I don't have the racetrack stuff. But I'm relatively sure. I mean, we got so much information that it, you know, I might be incorrect, but I'm relatively sure that one of those sound issues was provided by the racetrack's engineering folks themselves as to what the decibel level
yes.
would be. And I believe, if I remember right, it was 68 to 72 is what they said. And so that's kind of where that number came from. If you have a copy of that, that would be great to see.
Okay.
Definitely. And I have a question, and that has just been eating my mind up about it, and that don't take much. But how can we do anything other than a suggestion to them on that and enforce it? I mean... I've thought about this a lot. This whole week I've thought about it, and I can sit at my house, and I can hear the train from Silver Dollar City. I can hear the train from that goes up and down the other tracks. When the wind's right and everything's good, I can hear shooters north of me. I can hear a herd of motorcycles coming down the hill from F Highway, which is 4 miles from my house. And we have no control whatsoever over this. Are we going to be legally able to do this without some lawyer picking it apart and say, you're picking on these people? That's my question. I'm not offering an opinion on what I think about it. I'm asking a question. Can we legally enforce this? Do you think we can make it stand up?
I know we can't mitigate sound if we don't put something in there to mitigate sound.
I'm not arguing that point.
Well,
that's a given.
Then if we're going to try to mitigate sound, then we have to put something in there to try to mitigate sound.
But we'll mitigate sound on one party and exclude
others. Well, actually, I mean, I know you were just using some examples, but none of those examples you used we zone.
Yeah.
None of them.
No, but those are sounds
they
live with every day.
Right, but those are not folks that request a zoning change. Or, you know,
and I'm not arguing. I personally, from a legal standpoint, don't think it'll stand up.
And it may not, but I know it won't mitigate anything if we don't put it in there.
You got a good point there.
So, you know,
I mean, we're just among ourselves. You know,
sure. No,
and I'm not trying to.
I know. You're not the only one that's wondered about that, Dave. Not only don't want to do it properly and have it stand up, but it was one of the biggest concerns of that. Maybe not by everybody, but it
was the last racetrack. I mean, right below my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one
of
the.
It's a concern.
You know, so. Just like anything else we do, talking to the lady tonight with the nightly rentals, we want to mitigate as many of those issues that may come up as possible to make it possible for her to still do her project
totally
or them
agree.
To do their project.
But
Well, this is a little bit different situation than most things we have, so.
Various situations.
I don't know.
I mean, I got kicked off of this planning commission once for telling them that they couldn't control what they'd already passed. And they were passing other ordinances trying to take care of problems, and I told them that they couldn't know, they had never prosecuted a case of any violation of a planning commission at that point in time. It had never been to court at that time.
Right.
And I got kicked off the planning commission for telling the truth, because that was the truth.
Well,
I didn't mean it to embarrass. It's
no.
Not my point to embarrass anybody, and I'm not trying to put anybody in a bad spot, but I'm trying to cover ground for that we will be right. I want to be right.
Well,
no.
Wouldn't there have to be a noise ordinance for the county, the whole county, in order to enforce any of this?
I don't know.
As far as I know, there is no noise.
There's not a noise ordinance.
No, there isn't, but
in the cities there is. But.
Well, really, it's out of our hands at this point anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. We've already taken action.
What we felt like was the best thing to do. And that's all we can do.
I'm not arguing the action.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
The only thing now is before the appeals committee decide whether they want to uphold it or amend it or throw it out.
They can throw it out, and then it's.
Well, I think they can look at it and see if we made a mistake by a matter of law, or by our own code. That's what they can look at, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as what we did.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the part that they can look at. They can't just sit there and pick and choose and go, well, we don't really like the way that went, so let's change it to this instead, or do this or that. It's a matter of law.
What are the all the appeals?
As far as who or as far as what they're appealing,
I think he wants to know what they're appealing.
Okay, there are five that are appealing the racetrack approval, and then there's one that's appealing some of the conditions that were placed on the approval.
That's the one I have questions about, whether the Board of Adjustment can even deal with that. They can appeal to whether we did things by a matter of law correctly or by our own code, but that's it. They can't say, well, we don't like this one they put on us, and we don't like this one they put on us, unless it's a matter of law.
They have in the past.
But that's not what the Board of Adjustment deals with. You've heard me say it before, just because we've done it wrong in the past doesn't mean we continue to allow it to be done incorrectly.
But you're saying the Board of Adjustments have made those decisions in the past that are not proper.
Both boards.
No doubt about it.
Right.
I mean,
according to the written,
and there will be again
of the county. There is,
you know, and that is what the Board of Adjustment is for. Is if we made a mistake on something we were supposed to do, they are, you know, should correct that.
Let me understand this.
Right.
Appeals. Is this five individual parties, individual different appeals?
Yes. And
if I may ask, I don't need names, but is it people who live around the racetrack or
predominantly, out? Yeah, predominantly. And
it's all public record anyway.
Oh, exactly. So. Yeah. And basically, the county attorney felt that if there were individual appeals filed, that each appeal would have to be heard individually on its own merits, even if they were people in the same area.
Yeah.
That were appealing the same thing.
Well, they have that right.
Probably why they did it.
But they're appealing, one of them's appealing on them stealing his idea, right?
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah.
And then another appeal is over our decision on sound.
Yes.
Now, what other issues are they appealing other than those two?
I'll be completely honest. Most of these came in today, and I haven't even had a chance to even read all of these.
I took all of them, and the others are basically just your decision to approve it. They want it overturned.
And for the most part, they're looking at specific parts of the code book that they feel, that it may or may not.
Which would be a matter of law and are against our code.
Is Big Cedar part of the appeal?
Yes.
Okay.
They can afford to appeal.
If you don't like the decision, it meets the code. Whether we vote or not, you have to vote yes on it if you vote correctly, but whether you like the project or not, I mean, if it follows and meets all the code.
They have to technically, in the bylaws and in the state statute, they have to prove error of law.
Yeah. On either side, on either appeal, there has to be error of law.
Sounds like something Harry Styron to jump all over.
Well, we might as well keep them in business, I guess. Anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right. Anybody not in favor? And thanks to all those in favor. All right. All right. We're adjourned.